Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
In Louisiana, the Daniel Callahan case heats up as he waives extradition to Louisiana after a grand jury returned a Truebill indictment. In Florida, a plastic surgeon is arrested for the murder of his wife after she went into cardiac arrest while he was performing her surgery. And in Houston, a man mistakes family members for burglars and shoots them. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, June 25th on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And it's hot in South Louisiana, and that is putting it mildly.
Hot.
God, it's hot, man. 110 degrees today, they're saying.
I think about last summer, when we were in that drought for 3 months, and it was like 114, 115 a day, and everything was dead, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So a little bit of heat, I don't mind, but I can't believe it's the end of June already, bro.
Yeah, and that's the scary part for me is it's so hot now, and it's not even July. Look, I changed shirts 3 times doing yard work this weekend.
Yeah, well.
3 times.
It's hot AF, no doubt about that, June. And we'll see. The bad part about that is when it's hot like that, the Gulf water's warming up.
Mm.
And I don't even want to say H word.
No,
we missed it the last 2 years.
Yeah, we've been fortunate.
You can't miss it forever,
That's right.
But let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
Well, we're going to start off in Tangipahoa Parish. And we brought you that story last week on Daniel Callahan and that just horrific double murder.
Right.
And everything involved with that. But a grand jury has indicted Daniel Callahan and Victoria Cox, who was his alleged accomplice, on 4 counts in connection with the murder of that LaRonja woman and her 3-year-old daughter. Meanwhile, Callahan went before a Mississippi federal judge. This was on Friday, and he will not be fighting, which clears the way for him to be transported to Louisiana to face the charges a grand jury indicted him with on Thursday, June 20th. A date has not been set for when he will actually be extradited, but he has agreed to that extradition. Now, District Attorney Scott Perilou stated he is pursuing the charges in Tangipahoa Parish because he considers it the appropriate and legal venue.
Right.
This originated here. It involves local people here, and I feel strongly this community deserves the right to have it ultimately resolved and decided here. With both Callahan and Cox charged with Aaron's murder in Louisiana, Perilou wouldn't elaborate if he thought she was killed here or in Mississippi.
Right.
I really don't want to answer specific questions about the facts, he said during a news conference. We feel like obviously the investigation and the indictments that followed are appropriately charged, and we think we have sufficient facts to support those indictments. He also did not elaborate on whether he would seek the death penalty in this case, stating that he would like to visit with the family first and get a grasp of their wishes before deciding on that.
Yeah, so. That's typical. But a lot of families don't want to see this guy sit on death row for 40 or 50 years and have to deal with all the appeals process and everything else. And I certainly think the death penalty is appropriate. But back to the jurisdiction, it's like Caitlin Adele's case, Screwdriver Red, and she was found in Ascension Parish, and kind of a gray area. I mean, he could have killed her in Ascension before he dumped her in the bayou, but had him digging around in the back of his truck in Livingston Parish. And so ultimately, the two parishes got together and decided, you know, try them in Livingston. So yeah. The same thing they're doing here on Paraloo. Even if the crimes had to originate, even if he took them into Mississippi and killed them, the kidnappings and shit originated in Louisiana.
That's right. And the families are from here. You're fighting for these families and for justice. Right. And I feel like it's the appropriate venue
and
for sure.
You're also fighting, and there's no effective deterrent to crime, but you're fighting to say, hey, dude, do some. Pull this shit here and see what you get.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're coming after you.
I agree 100%.
And I think Scott's a good dude. I worked with him for many, many, many years. And actually, this is his last year or his last
term.
Yeah. So, well, you know, talking about families and everything else, let's take you to Houston, the H-Town. And Houston police say a man has been arrested for shooting and killing three family members Saturday afternoon. Now, according to HPD, the man called 911 after he killed them, right? But he claimed they were burglars.
Mm. Yeah,
not too smart. This happened in an apartment complex on Hamerly Boulevard east of the Sam Houston Tollway. And Brian J. Hernandez, that's a hell of a name, Brian J. Hernandez, who's 27 years old, has been charged with capital murder in the shooting. Now, when the cops got to the apartment complex Saturday, a police dispatcher was speaking to Hernandez on the phone and told him to come outside, right? Because he steps out and he surrenders to the cops, and he told him, he said, hey, there's burglars in my apartment, and I shot him, right? Well, the problem with that is that they were his family members, and according to the HPD, the victims were two women, ages 65 and 43, and a 38-year-old man. Court documents identify two of the three victims as Karen Herrera and Lenore Hernandez Guerrero. One of the victims' ID is still unknown. HPD said the older woman lived in the apartment and the other two family members had been staying there for several days. Now, Hernandez waived his appearance in probable cause court, which is pretty much standard. The judge there decided to pass the question of bond over to the trial court judge. And according to the information presented in court, Hernandez shot and killed his mother, sister, and brother-in-law.
Oh, Jesus.
And guess what? But he told 911. I mean, he shot him and killed him, and then he calls 911 himself and says, I just shot three burglars in my house. And his mama and his brother and his sister-in-law.
Look, it happens more than people think. And, you know, I have a lot of people in my house. And middle of the night, if there's a noise or something like that, you got to be real cognizant of – it could be your own family moving around, or maybe your family accidentally set the alarm off, and you don't want to pull a gun and shoot somebody and not know who it is.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But it happens a lot.
You shot your 67-year-old mama,
yeah,
and the other two family members, and I'm looking at maybe he'll use insanity defense because he didn't try to hide it. He called 911 himself, said, I just shot three burglars in my house.
Well, is there any evidence that maybe he thought they were? Maybe they came in and set the alarm off or something?
No, they were all in the house living there. Okay. It's not like somebody broke in.
Yeah.
He just killed them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, a little different than what I was thinking.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to get his issue. But it would be challenged, criminally insane or whatever. Defense attorneys got to do what they do.
Three people. Jesus. Well, we're going to bring you to Florida, and we're going to tell you about this case right now is really heating up. It is about a Florida surgeon by the name of Dr. Benjamin Brown. And I'll tell you I'll give you the synopsis of this case from 5,000 feet, I guess you could say. This was a Florida surgeon who has finally been charged in his wife's death after she went into cardiac arrest on his operating table and he hesitated to call 911. Ben Brown, who is 41, was arrested on a homicide and negligent manslaughter charge. Deputies responded to the Restore Plastic Surgery Clinic. This is in Gulf Breeze, Florida. And it was on November 21st of 2023 for a medical emergency. Ben Brown was operating on Hillary Brown, who became unresponsive and began having a seizure while receiving multiple procedures. She was taken to a hospital where she was put on life support and died a week later. After an extensive investigation in conjunction with the medical examiner's office and the state attorney general's office, detectives requested a warrant for the arrest of Dr. Ben Brown. This happened last Thursday. In May, the Florida Department of Health actually filed a document requesting a restriction of his license. According to the health department, he was performing a scar revision, arm liposuction, lip injection, and ear adjustment procedures on Hillary Brown on the day that she went into cardiac arrest. Brown, get this, she prepared her own IV bags and took a handful of multicolored pills, including Valium, ahead of the procedures. Now, Ben Brown did not document any of the contents of the IV bag accurately, and the pills were not documented at all. Hillary also assisted in her own procedures by suturing her skin back together during one of those procedures that day. Hillary Brown became restless and her feet began twitching during a portion of her procedures, and she told her husband that her vision started to blur and that she saw orange. Now, restlessness, muscle twitches, and blurred vision are all early signs of lidocaine toxicity. So let's talk about this one for a minute. And I do want to mention that I did drop an entire podcast on this on my exposed feed yesterday. Yeah. So if you want to hear the whole story, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, what shocked me about this case more than anything so far is the fact that she was getting so many procedures done at once and then by her own husband. As a matter of fact, her father is now getting with legislators in Florida and fighting to get a law where you cannot work on your wife or your husband if you're a doctor. Right. And I think the reason for that is you are awfully close to that person to the point that you may take chances you wouldn't take.
Yeah.
You would think it would be the opposite, but you're a lot more comfortable with them.
That's crazy. What do you think? I think that's... And the negligent part is straight up legit. You know, like four procedures at one time? Were you trying to save a buck on some anesthesia? I mean, the obvious, which she dies from anyway, but I don't get it. I mean,
you know, and she was telling him when he was injecting her face to do some of these with lidocaine, she was telling him, my vision's starting to blur. Yeah. I'm seeing orange. And these... If you're a plastic surgeon, you know what lidocaine toxicity looks like. That is like the telltale sign. Yeah. If your vision starts to blur, stop.
And he's just like,
he kept going.
He's just hoping that our body's going to process. I'm smarter than that. I'm not going to kill my wife.
I think that guy complex thing that some doctors supposedly suffer from got in the way in this situation.
That's horrible. And do they have kids?
They do. She has two kids and he has from a previous marriage.
Right.
And he also, it might even be three that she has, and he has a couple of kids as well from a previous marriage. Yeah. So they have a big five person family.
Yeah, they had.
Had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Horrible for them, right? And then the doctor thing, I don't know, man. I mean, that's sketchy. And he's like you said on Exposed, we were talking about it ahead of time. He was got tons of complaints before.
This was not a one-off.
It's not I'm just going to do this and whatever.
Many people in the past have come out.
And she was seizing and stuff.
They wanted the PA said, we need to call 911. He said, hold on.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix this.
Yeah.
Because then it became an ego thing. Why? An EMT, I mean, I'm a doctor.
Right.
An EMT ain't going to save her if I can't.
Right.
You know?
That's true, but I don't know. I mean, I guess he'll be passing out pills somewhere in prison. I hate that for her and all the people that loved her. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's crazy shit. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. And I don't know why this case hasn't got more national attention, but they, did you hear about the shooting in the grocery store?
I did not.
All right. So, well, this happened on last Friday, and I'm going to give you the gist of it. But right as of now, a fourth victim has died the day after a shooter opened fire in an Arkansas grocery store. And now, he didn't just open fire. He riddled it. And I'm looking at the picture of the glass from the outside of the store, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's over 30 holes just in that glass. So he goes there and he opens fire at this Arkansas grocery store, and he wounded 9 people, and he riddled cars with bullet holes. And naturally, if you're in a parking lot and you're pushing out your buggy and you hear all this 40 or 50 rounds going off, you're going to haul ass, right? Well, people did that. They were panicked and they ran and scrambled for cover. But this last person died Saturday evening, and Arkansas State Police said in a statement, listing a total of 14 people as hit by gunfire. 11 were civilians, 2 were law enforcement officers, and then, of course, this asshole, the suspect. The dead are identified as Shirley Taylor, who was 62, Callie Weems, who was 23, Roy Sturgis, who was 50, and Ellen Trum, who was 81 years old, all civilians. The wounded range in age between 20 and 65. And police, 4 of them are still hospitalized, including one that's still in critical condition. Now, of course, the cops got shot too, right? And the wounded agents were identified as Fortis Police Officer James Johnson, who's 31. And thankfully, he was released from the hospital Saturday evening. And Stuttgart Police Officer John Hudson, 24, his injuries were also said to be minor. Police said they, as a suspect, and this is the only time I'm going to say this piece of shit's name, Travis Eugene Posey, who is 44 years of age and from New Edinburgh, and he's going to be charged with 4 counts of capital murder. And he was treated for 9 life-threatening injuries after exchanging gunfire with law enforcement, and was then released to the police custody and taken to the Wichita County. I guess they must have Wichita County in Arkansas. The detention center, and the cops have not released the motive. It's just a real shit show. As Friday, the state police spokesperson did not know if Posey had an attorney, and there was no immediate response from them on anything else about it. But the shooting took place around 11:30 a.m. Friday at the Mad Butcher grocery store in Fordyce, a city of about 3,200 people. Which is approximately 65 miles south of Little Rock. Now, Roderick Rogers, who's a member of the city council, said he called the sheriff. Employees at his restaurant nearby notified him of the shooting. And when he got there, he saw people running for cover in every direction, even one running to the hospital nearby. People were just jumping into cars to get to safety, Rogers said Friday. And the video posted on social media, y'all go check it out, showed at least one person lying in the parking lot, while another video captured multiple gunshots ringing out. So it's and like I told you, the images from the reporters on the scene show a slew of bullet holes in the store's window and spent shell casings strewn throughout the parking lot. And in the video images, local and state agencies can be seen responding with at least one medical helicopter landing nearby.
Jesus,
it's crazy. Christ, now, man. This is the latest mass shooting with a grocery store as its backdrop. And in 2022, a white supremacist killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket. That came a little more than a year after 10 people were fatally shot at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado.
Sad you can't even go to the store to get bread anymore without keeping your head on the swivel.
Just go in there and just start shooting people. And you go in with that many rounds, you had it in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
He's shooting cars. He's shooting in front of the store. And, of course, the unfortunate people, and our hearts go out to them. So.
Yeah, it's, if you're a mass shooter, you're wanting to go to a place you think there's going to be a ton of people at any given time. Of course, they had that shooting in Maine, where the guy was going into I guess, bar and grills in on a weekend, busy weekend, and went to three or four of them and shot them up. Just horrible.
Had it on his mind.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, y'all. Changing my wardrobe from summer to fall? Hey, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. Look, I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90, and it's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that dude out this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater and heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
Yep. Well, we're going to go to Florida, and I'm going to give you, this is a little bit different. I guess technically it might not be a crime, as we like to offer crime all the time on this show. Right. But what occurred over the weekend in Florida really had a kind of touched my heart a little bit. And I think with the size audience we have, someone may hear this. It may save a life.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you about the three events that transpired, and then I'm going to discuss a little bit of an experience I have with this personally, and I'm going to tell you what you can do to possibly avoid the same fate as these families. And so I'll start with the first one. A mother and father died after getting caught in a rip current, and two teenagers swam to their safety but could not save them. 51-year-old Brian Water and 48-year-old Eric Wishard and their six children, they were just on vacation, man. And this was at Stewart Beach in Martin County, Florida. This was on Thursday of last week. And while in the water, the couple and two of their teenage children, they get swept out by a rip current. Deputies said the kids were able to break the current and they tried to help their parents. However, conditions became too dangerous and they were forced to swim ashore. One of the children of the deceased was trying to yell at them instructions on how to swim parallel to the shore, but they were in panic mode and unfortunately they drowned. Yeah. Now, when they talked to the police in that county, you know, they said a lot of people that are local, they understand this. They know how to get out of these rip currents. Unfortunately, this family was not local. Now, that same day in Panama City Beach, Florida, rescue officials attempted in vain to save a 19-year-old swimmer that got caught in a rip current behind Sharky's beachfront restaurant. Then, the very next day, three Alabama men went down at drowned at a Florida beach after getting caught in a rip current in Panama City.
Yeah, saw that.
These three men drowned on Friday, and the Bay County Sheriff's Office identified the three men as Harold Denzel Hunter, Jamonda Ray, and Maurice Richardson, and they were all from Birmingham, Alabama. The three arrived with friends at Panama City Beach on Friday evening, checked into their rental, and they went and decided they wanted to hit the beach, right? Like right. We all do. The men got caught in that rip current at around 8 p.m. Now, a strange point of fact, especially if you're heading to the Panama City Beach area over the summer, in 2023, Panama City rip currents claimed more lives than anywhere else in the United States. Wow. Eight people died there in 2023. And overall, Florida rip currents killed more than 30 people last year. That's compared to five who died in New Jersey and three each in California, South Carolina, and Louisiana. So I guess the question a lot of people would have is, what is a rip current and what do you do if you get caught in it? And rip currents are essentially currents that move away from the shore, y'all. They can occur on the beach throughout the year as the ocean floor gets battered by waves. It causes everything to get pulled out. You see that a lot of people that hunt for seashells on the shore, they wait till the current goes out and the sand goes with it and they find these seashells and things like that. They can run really fast or really slow. They can actually, a rip current can pull you out at over 5 miles per hour. So that may not sound fast, but consider this. The fastest swimmers in the world swim at about 5 miles per hour. So that's how fast it's pulling you out. It's enough to cause a weak swimmer to panic because you're not actually getting pulled underwater in a rip current. You're just getting pulled out.
Just getting sucked out.
Further and further away from the shore. And people are like, holy crap, I'm getting swept out to sea. So what do? They start panicking. They try to fight the rip current by swimming forward. You're not going to get anywhere. If you're caught in a rip current, everyone, you know, heed this. As I just told you earlier, you swim parallel to the shore. You might be too tired to swim at that point. If you are, ride it out. Rip currents don't last long, but they will pull you out away from the shore. I actually got caught in one a few years ago. And I know what the panic was like because I knew it was a rip current. I knew what to do, and I still started to panic. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I rode it out a little while, and when I got enough energy to swim parallel, I did. I ended up, and I judge how far I was away from my hotel because that's where I went into the water. I was like 9 hotels down swimming parallel to it, but I got out of it.
Right.
And the way you see these rip currents, if you're standing on the beach and you're looking out into the ocean, you'll see where the waves break.
And they're split.
And they're split. And if you see them split, that's a rip current. Serious issue.
I've never told you this, but I was a certified lifeguard and I spent a summer there.
Yeah.
In Panama City.
Really?
Rip currents. First of all, the first thing you want to look for is the flags. Okay. Yeah. If it's a green flag, there's no rip currents, and yellow flag means there's some rip currents. Red means stay your ass out of the water. The rip currents, like Jim said, you don't have to be over your head in water to get sucked
That's
down
right.
a rip current. You can be ankle deep, and when it hits the shore, that suction that comes back out. If you ever had your feet in the sand and you feel your feet get sunk in and it's pulling out,
yep.
That's basically is a mild form of rip current. But the heavy ones like these, they'll take you off your feet.
Yeah.
Now, as they're pulling you out, it's the main thing is just simply don't panic. Keep your head above the water, and as you get out, pretty much to the first sandbar, no further than the second sandbar, the rip current dissipates, and you don't swim back the way you came, you, like you said, you swim parallel to the shore,
yeah,
or horizontal. Whatever the parallel fuck it is, yeah, you swim left or right, and it breaks the rip current, right?
Yeah.
And the further out you're going to get out there. It's going to suck you out. And if you don't fight it, save your energy, let it carry you out to that first sandbar. You'll feel as it slows down, and you swim around it and catch the next wave back in. I've been in 100 of them,
yeah,
and that's the truth. And also have witnessed drownings and everything else, and it's strictly because people panic. And look, it's a fact of going to the beach, like getting shark bit, but you're a whole lot more likely to get caught in a riptide, a rip current, than you are to get shark
whole
bit.
Lot more.
And it happens all the time. But I tell my family all the years coming up, my kids and I all grown and shit, that I'm like, you're going to get caught one sooner or later. It's especially me. I like to go out to the sandbars and find sand dollars and dive and snorkel and shit like that. So you're going to get caught one.
Yeah.
Just don't panic.
That's
keep
right.
your head above the water and go out. You'll feel it. As you get it, the further out you get, it'll slow down where in the beginning – you're wasting your energy trying to fight it and swim back in. It's fucking pointless.
Yeah.
And you can't even break the sides in the beginning. As the further you get out, you'll feel it slack off, then swim around, swim to the edges, and then you'll feel it totally slack.
That's right.
So just don't panic. That's a very good story, Jim. And I'd seen the part about the three from Alabama. I think I read that yesterday, but I didn't know about that. All the other ones.
Yeah.
But it happens every day. That's why they have lifeguards. Day. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah. So be careful out there. It is beaching season. Everybody wants to have fun, but man, don't ruin your vacation by having a family member go through something like that.
If you talk about it, it's like getting carjacked or whatever. Just talk about it ahead of time with your family and understand that it's a fact of life, but also understand it's very, very easy to get out of it if you don't panic.
Yes.
So let's go back to H-Town in Houston, and this is kind of a little bit crazy. You know, I've had cases. I had one case, and it's on a real-life, real-crime original, where a guy ran over his wife three times, and she was pregnant. And I got him, to take that out of an accident. Once could be an accident, and then you run over it, and you put it back in drive. You run over again, and then you put it back in reverse and run over again. Well, anyway, he went to prison for it. But in Harris County, which is Houston area, a woman dragged her husband by a car, then drove over him after an argument on Sunday, right? This happened on South Rye Road near the Katy Freeway. And the sheriff posted about the incident on social media around 8:43 a.m. as a domestic disturbance. Now, at the scene, Charlotte Webster with the Harris County Sheriff's Office gave additional information saying that the husband and wife were arguing somewhere else, but came to that parking lot. That's when they said she sped off at a high rate of speed as her husband was trying to get out.
Mm.
The husband was dragged and run over before falling to the ground, and he was taken to the hospital by life flight, where he's listed in stable condition.
Jesus. Right?
The motherfucker out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You got to stop the car eventually, but he goes to get out, you haul ass and falls off and you run over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you remember, we reported a story, it's been a while, but about a New Orleans elderly woman who was carjacked and tried to
off. Yeah.
Ripped her arms. Yeah. Killed her.
I think she ended up dying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people we talk about it all the time, divorce is much cheaper. Yeah, you're going to have your arguments and shit like that, but it just takes a second to ruin your life.
Yeah.
One
bad decision,
or
man.
Or someone else's, yeah. 1 second to do that, and you're ruined forever.
Well, let me tell you about this next case, and I'll be anxious to get your thoughts on this one, because I know you probably got some of these contraptions. But a babysitter, Let's approach it this way. A 31-year-old man has been arrested after police say hidden cameras were found in his home in Slidell and his condo in Orange Beach, Alabama. Yep. Jonathan Bethencourt was booked into jail on 11 counts of video voyeurism after his nanny, Alyssa Glavin, reported a camera disguised as a smoke detector in a guest bathroom at his home. Now, Glavin had worked, who had worked for Bethancourt for about 6 months, discovered the hidden camera and immediately contacted police. It was right in front of the toilet, she said. Mm-hmm. Police were notified in late May by that babysitter who reported that camera. And she said, I mean, this man, they put me on payroll. They have everything down to my social security number. So I'm like, what are they doing with everything? What is he going to do? If you think about it, his life is pretty much based on everything that they found. After reporting the camera to police, Glavin ignored Bellencourt's calls until he contacted her using his twin brother's phone. When I answered, I didn't know who it was, and I heard his voice, kind of freaked out, and that's when I texted the detective and said, what do I do? Glavin also noted that Bellencourt had frequently made her feel uncomfortable with his behavior, just kind of gave her weird vibes, would flirt with her and say some pretty weird stuff. The police advised her to record the call if she felt comfortable, during which Bethancourt admitted to the hidden camera and even offered to pay her off. A search. So there goes the, well, I was just surveilling my own home. A search of his home turned up additional hidden cameras as well as other incriminating evidence. They supposedly found a ton of video going back a long time with a bunch of different people. The question is, he did get booked into jail, but it took a long time for the story to actually get released. The girl in this case, that the babysitter that had reported all this, was actually kind of a hero in this case because she was on TikTok and she was blasting it, man. Shout out to her for that being lost, such a badass with that. But what a POS this guy is.
So a couple thoughts on that. One, like you said, he'd been doing it for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And he probably started with one camera and then grew to another one. And I tell you all the time, almost important for the sexual deviant to commit a sexual deviant act is for them to record in some way. But you said he had a condo.
Yeah.
And so this condo is the deal is you're going to get, because I looked at it, possibly buying one and using it a couple weeks a year and then leasing it out the rest of the time.
Yeah, like a B&B.
So, and so that's what they do. All those, the Phoenixes and all the big high rises and Gulf Shores and Panama City and everywhere else, people lease, they have management companies that run them out. But you got your hidden cameras in there and it's like hunting for that cat. And
yeah.
That's how he gets off on it. And you don't ever know what you're going to get on camera. But he did it. He's a sicko. He's gonna have so many fucking charges, dude. Just wait.
And two quick ways that he messed up. Number one, he went into two states. So what does it become then? Federal. And so the FBI is now involved, ain't good.
Well, the thing is, he's willing. He's like in Alabama. He's gonna have that uplifted to a cloud or whatever it is. And then he's going to ship it back to his other shit. So then you get your federal charges in there too, right? But the other thing is, let's talk about the girl. He evidently, he's had some success. Like we, talk about people who go up to people with a bad pickup line, right?
Yeah.
You say, does that actually ever fucking work for you? But if they do it 100 times and it works for them once, then that's a good success rate. Well, in this girl, I bet you he's got somebody before that, he's grooming them, the victims. Yeah. He's floating that the little comments that made her feel the heebie-jeebies. He's floating those comments out there where he knows that gray area is almost inappropriate enough to make her feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done it before where that person took the bait, if you will. Now, when he gets her on the phone and he admits to it, that shows a level of comfort or dominance he thinks he has over this girl because he has a social security number, whatever it may be, or she may need the job. And the officer to pay her off, fuck him. And I'm glad she stepped up for herself.
Yeah, and with technology these days,
right,
you so can be – man, it can look like a doorknob, and it's a camera.
I shouldn't know that Swim has devices not for business use.
Right.
One of them is a watch. One of them, of course, is a pen. Got different things. Got glasses with cameras on it. You would never know. I'd be sitting here recording you in three different ways in case, yeah. but two of the three black Didn't out work. For some reason, yeah. right? So you never know. Like Jim, you said, you're always being recorded somewhere, and it is what it is. And the technology nowadays, these cameras are so small. I mean, literally a watch. It's a regular size watch, and it has a one little bitty pinhole in it.
Yeah.
And it shoots high def resolution.
It's crazy.
Camera, right? So, but yeah, that they got to be in the process of finding all these other victims, and he's going to have a shit, just like in the Denny Perkins case, right? When they yeah. go in and hit the house, they find these videos, then they have to identify the victims and all that. Some of them won't be victims. Some of them will have willingly participated, but that's not what he really wanted.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, everybody, it's Ago. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
So, hot, summertime, a little bit of golf going on. Yeah, I can't find my fucking golf club. Somebody stole them.
Come on.
My son, you know, we have the place in Norwood and our other place too. And I went to get my golf bag because I don't play much. You and I played together in mm-hmm. Jason's tournament this year. And I had a brand new set of golf clubs, but I never even hit them. I went to the driving range one time, and my son took my driver And I knew that in all my golf clubs and stuff too. But I've found out, I called him, it's like, yeah, I got him. But then I gave out my fucking golf clubs. Brand new high dollar set of golf clubs. But it's summertime. My best friend from growing up owns Oaklake Country Club in Clinton. It's a golf course. You ever go play golf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it's that time of the year, right? Running around, drink a beer, and hit a few balls. Well, I actually like to watch the PGA Tour. I know it's stupid, but it puts me to sleep on the couch and all. Did you see what happened this weekend?
No.
Holy shit. Wait till I read you this. So this weekend was the Travelers Championship event, right? And, you know, golf has its own etiquette. And, you know, when they go to hit the ball, the crowd's supposed to shut the fuck up. And, you know, you can golf clap afterwards and shit like that. But it's pretty, you know, it costs a lot of money to get those tickets to get in those PGA events. I'm talking about like, you know, $1,000 a piece or something. And you're standing out there all day in the heat. Well, of course, the 18th hole is where everybody wants to be at. That's where people are going to be finishing and you're going to get to see every star and all that. Well, let me tell you what happened at the TPC or the Travelers Championship. It's TPC River Highlands is the club. The sponsor was Travelers Championship and on Sunday. So they start on Thursday. Everybody in the field starts on Thursday, and they play around each day all the way through Sunday. But you play Thursday and Friday, and if you're not below like a 65.
Yeah, you have to qualify.
You get cut off. Mm-hmm. And if you make the weekend, you make the money, right?
Yeah.
So, and the better you are, the lower your score is, the later your tee off on Sunday. Well, you know, pretty nice shit. And we talked about Scottie Scheffler recently getting arrested on that traffic site. He tried to go around or whatever. Since since then, the charges have been dismissed against him. But you know, he's the number one golfer in the world,
right?
I mean, by far, nobody can fuck with this dude. Like, he's won like four out of the last five tournaments. So of course, everybody's going to be there wanting to see Scotty, right? Well, he's coming in on the 18th, and he won it, by the way. So he was on the 18th green looking for a victory when a bunch of protesters ran out onto the course. Now, this course is in Connecticut, y'all. Not only did they run out onto the course, they fired off gas canisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And naturally, the cops that are there are like, holy shit, and they run out there to stop them. But the golf fans that were there, the legit fans, you know, they started booing and shit as the protesters, were out there. The protesters were yelling curse words. And, you know, the authorities tried to get the protesters off the green as fast as possible, naturally. Mm-hmm. And some of the protesters wore T-shirts with the extinction symbol on the back, like, you know, the planet's going to die shit, which is the extinction symbol, which is a circle representing the planet and stylized hourglass that represents running out of time. I'm looking at the picture of this now. This one guy, the guy in the handcuffs, he had a button-up shirt over it. It says, "No golf on a dead planet." So the t-shirt's red, "No golf on a dead planet," and pointing to the protesters being climate change activists.
Of course.
Protests couldn't have come at a more crucial time in the tournament, as Tom Kim needed a birdie to force a playoff against Scheffler, who par the 18th hole once play resumed after they got rid of these assholes. And he did win, y'all. I told you that. This isn't the first time we've seen protesters rush the field of play in sports. Climate activists have been spotted at NFL games in the past, and others have tried gluing their hands to the court during NBA contests. Did you ever see that?
They're fucking super glue their hands in. They're like, "What you gonna do now, motherfucker?"
Oh, and then bring in the people with acetone to break it up and stuff. But while the tournament still went on, all the protesters were handcuffed and brought off the grounds by the cops. Kim did end up forcing a playoff with Scheffler, par the 18th hole again to win it. And of course, I told you ShufflersTheBomb.com. This is his sixth win of the season. But I just think it is so stupid.
Totally stupid.
But, you know, I would have done it maybe when I was young. I would have, like, streaked across the fucking screen just to say I did it.
Yeah.
And I used to want to do it at Tiger Stadium just to be have that infamous moment of fame. But I'm not setting off fucking gas canisters at a golf event.
It's crazy. Yeah. It must have been something with this weekend, because I also saw they spray painted Stonehenge. Yeah, man. Stonehenge.
So yeah, there would be some kind of bad.
Here's the funny thing about that.
Poo poo on them for that.
Right? Yeah, well, they got their ass kicked. They had a couple people go over there, security, and rough them up. But let me tell you this. This is the comical thing about that. They spray painted Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Spray paint is made from gas and oil.
Yeah.
It is a derivative. It's a petroleum derivative.
So they are using gas
to protest saving the earth,
you know,
or whatever.
It's like these guys at the golf course, but yeah, Stonehenge. Those people make their living in that area, right?
Yeah.
Stonehenge is a big fucking deal.
You're defacing.
That brings in tourists from all over the world every day to do whatever. And you're going to go out there and fucking spray paint it? You know them. They're going to stomp a fucking hole in your ass and walk it dry.
Yeah, they did.
So, and then, like, the golf thing is just fucking hilarious because nobody expects. I mean, I probably was asleep when that happened, but I thought it was funny as fuck.
Well, there you have it. That's another day of true crime.
True crime all the time.
All the time headlines.
Daily, right?
Yeah.
So, and y'all, true crime, real life, real crime, daily, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Jimmy and I laying it down.
Laying down the tracks.
So,
Friday, Monday. You can say it.
Friday and Monday is wow. That I didn't name that, by the way. Mike Agravina named that. It's the Woody Overton window, which the Overton window is a real deal.
I heard it referred to the other day on something.
He did that, and he named that when I was out in the hospital. But so, yeah, that's different. It's different than the Daily Show. It's not going to always be true crime, and we're going to get into it about different shit.
Original Saturday.
The original is on Saturday, and yes, I had to make that story a two-parter, y'all, and because the good best is yet to come. And when I tell the stories like that, it's not like I have a script. So right. I'm sitting down, I'm telling a story, and when I hit an hour, I got to shut it off for business reasons. But also, the best is yet to come. And so it's not like I intentionally divided it up. I don't know how long it's going to go until I get done recording it.
Right.
So, and Bloody Angola on Thursday. So Thursdays, you're getting a double drop. You're getting a Real Life Real Crime Daily and Bloody Angola. Y'all go check it out. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Best fans in the world. Bar none.
Bar none.
So.
And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life Real Crime Daily.
Peace.